Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When I was growing up, like, my mom like made a big deal about how we finally got nonstick pans. So I was like very like, wow, these are nonstick. And this was like a long time ago, guys. And I know nonstick is not a big deal anymore, and it actually like has poison in it and you should use ceramic. But back then it was like, it's nonstick. And like, you took care of it very properly. And he just had no regard and fucking cut his frozen chicken in my nonstick pans, scratch marks everywhere. And then he was mad at me for being mad because his ex-girlfriend also got mad at him for the same thing. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't necessarily like your ex-girlfriend, but she was fucking right about that.
How dare you? First of all. Second of all, I was attempting to gaslight you. It didn't work. And welcome back to another episode of the Shit They Do Not Tell You What About podcast.
It's called Shit They Don't Tell You. And people are not going to remember.
And my name is Steve Green, a.k.a. the Iceman.
And my name is Nikki Limo, a.k.a. Nikki Limo Green.
True. So today we are indeed doing another Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole? You messed up that word.
I didn't mess up. That's exactly how I prepared
okay.
it.
Okay.
In the mirror.
Earlier, you made fun of me for a minor thing, so I just wanted to make fun of you for a minor thing.
It wasn't a minor thing. It was a big thing, because you ate a plastic macaroni and cheese, but your fork was too heavy, so it tipped over the whole container.
Yeah.
After you left it in there.
After I said I didn't want that to happen.
See? Okay, guys, look, I'm going to come out with it right here. This first one made my blood boil, and I got to get it off my chest.
For those of you who don't know, Am I the Asshole is like a Reddit thing. Like, it's a Reddit subreddit. And
it's a brilliant subreddit.
And it's people that submit situations that they don't know if they're the asshole or not. And then we get to hear and decide if they're the asshole.
And
or
most
not.
Importantly, we get to judge them.
And usually it's kind of polarizing.
It is. And also, can I just say this too? It's just like how we all deal with shit in our lives.
Yeah.
It sort of is nice to know other people are dealing with weird shit too.
Yeah.
So anyway, this first one is titled, Am I the Asshole?
It made your blood boil. Okay.
It made my blood boil.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my parents I won't attend their Christmas celebration until they send my husband a separate invitation?
What?
I'll preface this by saying
they're so good at like the catch, because I'm
it's
like,
it's a good catch.
Yeah.
I'll preface this by saying that my husband Luke, male 32, does not get along with my parents.
Okay.
You can't tell who's right or who's wrong. There's always this ongoing tension between them, but can be civil enough to sit together at one table. I recently got an invitation for a Christmas celebration from my parents, the invitation including me and Luke. But Luke thought this was somewhat rude and a disrespectful and disrespectful because he believes he should get his own invitation and not have his name mentioned as an extension to mine. We talked about this and he said he wouldn't go unless they sent him a proper invitation.
Your husband's a beta male.
I called. What the fuck? I called mom. Wow, you're judging early, aren't
yeah,
you?
I
you
am.
Don't have all the info yet,
I
huh?
I am.
I called mom and asked if she could go, if she could do it. She thought it was ridiculous and said that she and dad did the same with my sister and her husband.
Yeah.
I told her
it's pretty normal.
I told her it was fine, but Luke can be sensitive like that. Yikes.
Exactly.
So a simple invitation in the form of a text directly to him will fix it.
Ew, I don't know. It's like bending the knee to like some stupid... okay.
That is what her dad said. She got defensive, said Luke's being ridiculous. Dad claimed Luke was trying to pull some kind of power maneuver to humiliate him.
I would honestly uninvite him after this.
But she thought this was a small issue. They still thought it was ridiculous. So I told them I won't attend if they don't send him a separate invitation, because he won't attend if he doesn't get it.
Listen, she's being a good wife, because like you're supposed to stick with your partner even through their ridiculousness. But like as an aside, if I'm her, I'm like, what a little bitch.
A good wife also like tells the guy like, yo, this
yeah,
is fucking
I would tell
stupid.
You like you're being a little petty here.
Yeah. Like, what is this really about?
Like, I will stick with you, but it's embarrassing to me.
Yeah. Well, you'll stick with me in the room, but then like.
No, I'll tell you that you're embarrassing
exactly.
me, but I'm going to have your back.
Exactly. This blew up. My sister started arguing, saying Luke needs to get over himself. Shame me for trying to force our parents to send him an invitation.
Is he a Leo?
By saying, I won't come if they don't. We haven't talked after that. We're all waiting as of now in like a holding pattern. And then edit, the invitation I received was in a text. Luke is saying that a simple text to him will finish the conflict, but my parents still think it's ridiculous and they won't invite him since they already have.
I'm with the parents.
There's an update to this.
Okay.
I just got off the phone with my sister. She told me our parents have just disinvited
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
From the celebration. I feel horrible, but can't argue anymore. Just like, okay, so what do you think?
Well, I think Luke is in the right.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
God damn, like what the
Isn't
fuck?
Isn't that wild?
Like it's a small parent like party. Like it's not like some huge event. It's not like they're throwing a gala with the town or whatever. And even if they were, that you still wouldn't get a separate invite. When people get married, which is a much bigger deal than a Christmas party, I'm still written as a plus one if it's your family.
Vice versa.
And you're written as a plus one if it's my family or my like cousin or whatever.
And what the hell's wrong with that, you little man?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Exactly. That's small dick energy, to
it's
be honest.
It's big time small dick energy. Yeah, so apparently...
How do you fuck at night?
I know. So apparently enough people were able to reach this individual, no, the chick.
Oh, okay. Man.
Like responding
yeah.
in this thread. And she says she can no longer argue about what everyone else is saying. Luke is the problem. He just caused me to be disinvited from the event and he's blaming me for it.
He's blaming her after she had his back?
I know.
Oh, gross.
She's getting blamed for being a rider.
Wait, are they married? Or I just keep calling him husband, but
yeah,
like
they're married.
Oh, they're married. Okay, yeah. Oh God. That's an expensive divorce, but like, I don't think I could like spend the rest of my life with that person.
Well, dude, if you don't get along with her parents, you have to suck it up and be a big
yeah.
boy and go to the fucking thing. What are you talking about?
Or like pick your fucking battles, Luke. What the fuck?
I hope this one's fake and just creative writing, because it just pisses me off so absolutely
I don't think
much.
It's a creative enough to be creative writing. I don't think it's like exaggerated enough. It's not like an unbelievable situation.
That's fair.
But yeah, I guess I would hope that this person who had enough sense to submit their story to Am I the Asshole, because they knew something was kind of off.
It's just funny to think that this guy is like, well, look, if I wasn't married to you, you know,
I would have gotten invited.
Yeah. Which is not the case. Like, of course you're a plus one.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that I would get invited to, like, Nikki's cousin's wedding if me and Nikki weren't together is preposterous.
It's so stupid. Why does he... Exactly. That's why it seems like a power move. Because, like, why do you want one to be invited so badly to this group that you think doesn't like you or is outcasting you? And two, like, having a separate invite isn't a normal thing. It's not like a normal request that you're making.
It's completely not normal. It's really weird.
Even if you liked the people, like, let's say I get along great with your parents and me being like, well, hey, Sherry, could you send me a separate invite? Like, that's fucking absurd.
So awkward. It's so awkward. Like, you don't know where to go to, bro. Like, you don't know where to go and what time it is. Like, isn't that all you need to know about
something? Invite? Yeah.
God. What a drama queen, dude.
Oh my God. I could not. Because if this is, and it's not just about this, like, I know divorce sounds like a heavy word, but it's like, this is just the tip of the iceberg on this person's whole way they look at life and who knows how many other things this person feels this petty about.
Yeah, hella people in the Reddit thread are also saying, like, you know, how long has your husband been trying to isolate you from your family because he doesn't like them, which
it
is
sounds
very,
like an overt narcissism type of tendency.
Yeah, I think that is exactly
because
right.
he's not self-aware enough to see like that this is absurd. And yeah, he's basically trying to make his partner feel bad as if the partner didn't have his back, even though she did.
This kind of stuff does happen a lot, though, like weird stuff
a
like
lot?
This. Well, family, I'm just saying family infighting stuff.
Yeah.
And like being petty as fuck for no reason.
Sure.
Like, it's so weird to see it like in a ridiculous example like this. That's why I love ridiculous examples because it really shed light on the underlying
thing. I
think
ultimately our, like, I think we said it earlier, but our go-to is if I think you're being ridiculous or vice versa, I will tell you in private and I will let you know very straightforwardly how I feel about it. But I will also have your back if you still feel strongly.
I know. You're a writer. You know? You're a writer.
Yeah, I'm a writer. But then if you turn around and fucking get mad at me after I had your back, oh, you are so fucking done.
Exactly. Like,
you're so fucking done.
If you sell your person out, oh my God, bro.
After I had your back in an embarrassing way to my fucking family, you're so done.
Okay, we're keeping the theme here.
Okay.
This is about a Christmas party.
Okay. I like it.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my sister to...
Are there going to be Hanukkah parties thrown in?
No.
Okay. Gosh.
That's not my holiday. Am I the asshole for not allowing my sister to make her kids food at my house during our Christmas party?
Go ahead.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my sister to make her kids food at my house during our Christmas party?
Immediately, I want to say yes, but go on.
For not allowing it?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you allow you? Because, like, kids are weird. Like, they like, specific, like, I just ate mac and cheese out of the plastic tub thing. And, like, so when I was a kid, like, if someone was like, this is mac and cheese, and it's, like, their homemade mac and cheese, I'm like, that is not mac and cheese.
That's a fair beginning opening argument. Okay. Let's see how you feel after the details.
Yes, I would like to hear details.
I come from a broken home. Now, how do you feel?
Same.
Okay. So, we have our Christmas with mom's side the first weekend of December. I, 44 male, hosted. Usually my sister and I switch off hosting duties. My sister has two daughters who are incredibly picky eaters.
Yeah, see?
At 18 and 15 years old.
I don't care. I went plant-based for a while.
My sister would come to family parties with a box of pasta and a bag of frozen chicken tenders that she will make for her daughters.
Okay.
I want to know if I'm the asshole for what I did here. I know that is her drill with them, but I've always found it to be very annoying, especially when I'm trying to cook and she's taking up space making pasta and chicken tenders. This year, I told my wife we'll not be letting my sister in the kitchen this year, and the girls will have the choice of eating what I prepared or not eating. My sister accused me of being a cynic and getting joy from watching the girls be uncomfortable. I told her they are old enough to eat like adults. I completely agree with that. Mm. Also, the food I make is pretty standard. I do a filet roast, barbecue ribs, cheesy potatoes, stuffed artichoke, breaded cauliflower, ratatouille, and a salad. Certainly some of these must be foods that an 18 and 15-year-old should be able to eat.
I just think this guy is taking it too personally.
That's not bad. Well, the girls, he says, the girls sat and ate bread and butter while telling me that my food looked gross.
I'm on their side.
That is what happens, right? I looked to my sister to calm them down, but told me I deserved this and it's not their fault for being picky eaters. I know I could have just let my sister do her thing, but it was the principal situation. I'm not sure if I'm being a petty asshole or if I had a legitimate reason to be upset.
I think he's being petty as fuck.
Real quick, no medical conditions, no food allergies. He made it clear to his sister in advance. She decided not to listen. And yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's an undiagnosed neurodivergent thing, though. Like, you don't fucking know. Like, so on the spectrum, people can pass as neurotypical, but like if you're on the spectrum, you like the same thing every day. Like, you just have a routine that, like, and if when it gets broken, it's like really fucking uncomfortable. So, like, I don't know. I'm giving benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying they are, but there's a whole array of things that are not medical conditions or allergies that would cause someone to be picky eater, and they're not even trying to get in the way of you. Like, this, there could have been a system where it's like, okay, how about you make your food well in advance, or like way after I'm done cooking, like, so we're not in the kitchen at the same time. But this guy's just taking it so personally. Like, well, I think that they should be old enough to eat my food that is really good, by the way, like, and why aren't they eating it even though they're old enough? Shame on them for being old enough and still being this picky.
He's mostly upset about the space that
well, then he could have worked out a system, or she could have maybe prepared it at her home and then brought it over.
That I think would have been the move. You know? She really has picky eaters, then she should be like used to doing the kind of shit.
Yeah, and he didn't mention if it, like, it sounded like he told her on the day, like, hey, by the way, we're not going to let my sister in. Like, it
I
just,
have no idea. He just says, he just says I told her ahead of time. In advance.
Okay, in advance. All right, well, you know, I just think that there's other things they could have done. And honestly, I know 18 sounds old, but when you really think of yourself at 18, like, I was still, like, you're not an adult yet. You're still in high school most of the time, like, senior year. And, like, you're not an adult. Like, you're not used to thinking of any of this adult stuff.
I love the idea of being a picky eater and eating chicken tenders and pasta.
But that's what I'm saying. It sounds like it might be a kind of neurodivergent symptom, like, that I don't know. Like, I was undiagnosed until I was 34, so I don't. And, like, a lot of things that I did in childhood that I was, like, picky about, like, makes so much sense.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and especially females, like, go super undiagnosed.
I honestly just think that there should have been a compromise here where it's like, hey, I need the kitchen space, so can you cook at home? I think, like you said,
like, my cousin wouldn't eat anything green. Like, it was just like weird shit like that. Yeah, and I agree. That's what I don't know what conversations took place. Because if I'm the mom and, like, it really is that big of an issue, then I'll just prepare it at home for them, knowing that it's my kids who I'm still responsible for. And they're picky eaters.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Like, so I went plant-based for like a year, and I didn't want to make anyone to make a big deal about it. Like, I didn't even want people to know that I was plant-based, basically. So when I got invited to places, I would just make a meal, like a side dish, like, for me. And I would bring it, like, as if it was a potluck type thing, then I'd bring it as part of the party, but I would only eat from that, you know? And then, or if it was like a burger, like a barbecue, like it was all meat stuff, like, I would just, like, bring my quinoa salad and I would just eat that, but I would never make a big deal about it. Like, how dare you not have anything for me?
You know,
like that
kind
of shit. And so it doesn't sound like the mom is, like, being like that. It sounds like she's like, hey, I'll bring, like, my side dish for my picky ass eaters to eat. And, like, not trying to make a fuss about it.
I do think that
this guy's like, eat my ratatouille.
I think it's just probably the way that you're raised too, because, like, the idea of being a picky eater in my family, I mean, it makes me cringe so hard that it's crazy, because, like, I would be made to eat whatever.
Yeah, but me too. But have you ever questioned that? Like, I hated fish sticks and I hated milk and I was forced to eat them. Guess what? I still fucking hate them. And if someone served me fish sticks at their dinner, I don't have a problem being like, I'm not eating that.
What if I made my fish sticks?
Nope.
World famous fish sticks.
Never eating your fish sticks ever.
Hmm.
I'm an adult and I've decided to set some boundaries. No longer will anyone force me to eat fish sticks or fucking milk. I don't like it.
You never had it with the right horseradish, I think.
That actually sounds kind of good.
It's fucking bomb.
But yeah, I remember crying at the dinner table.
If you
being
mix
like,
horseradish
I don't want to eat this.
And ketchup together, and you dip fish sticks into it, it'll change your fucking
life.
You're
so trash that I am trash. I don't even know how to respond to you.
I say it all the time.
I mean, I just ate.
I grew
easy,
up.
I just eat easy mac and cheese.
I grew up in trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like fish sticks, though?
I actually do.
What the fuck?
But I don't eat fried food a lot. You know that.
Yeah, me neither. That was the other thing. So I discovered a lot like later that like I don't like most fried food. Like,
yeah.
I'll eat French fries, but even then, if they're too greasy, like I'd prefer them from an air fryer or something like that.
It's fucking delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
For me, but I'm like, yeah, it's just.
No, I always got headaches, weirdly, like from high fatty foods. I didn't realize what it was, but anything made with butter, like a lot of, if there was a lot of butter, mayo, like all these things, as a kid, you don't know like what is making it that. I just like every time I eat an egg salad sandwich, I get a headache. But yeah, I think it was just these high fatty foods like really like throwing me off completely.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Wait, so you do think he's an asshole or no?
I actually do think he's an asshole.
Okay, thank you.
But it's mostly just because, you know, I think that they could have communicated better, really.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's, you know, when people go, you're an asshole, so, you know, I don't have to split hairs too much here.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
The whole, like, he's an asshole thing is like, I don't think he's an asshole.
I just took an aggressive approach that, like, could have been easier. Like, he didn't have to draw such a fucking hard line in
exactly.
the sand, you know?
I think so.
But I don't think he's an asshole in general. Obviously, he kind of feels a little bad about it, but
yeah.
It does seem like it was kind of an ego thing. Like, it kind of affected his ego a little bit.
I think if you have the temerity to go to a place called Emma the Asshole yeah. and ask people, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's what I... But, unless you're, like, super indignant. Like, I just want to prove to these people that I'm fucking right.
Except for this next one.
Okay.
So keeping the theme of the holidays a little bit.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for making my daughter return a Halloween costume?
Okay, well, I can see this going to a cultural appropriation direction. Let's go.
Oh, how did you know? I'm kidding. this happened in October. My daughter is still acting cold and hardly speaking to me. My daughter is 16. She works in...
Or it's too slutty.
She works... We'll see.
Okay.
She works an after-school job.
16?
16. After school job, 5 days a week. Her high school had a costume contest for Halloween. My daughter and her friends planned a group costume to enter. She went with her friends after school to buy costumes. I picked her and her friends up from the store. They showed me their costumes. My daughter spent $80 on hers. I was pissed that that's a lot of money to spend on something you're going to wear for a few hours. Very irresponsible use of money.
Oh, shit. She would hate what I spent on my costumes.
$80? I told her as much in the car and told her it was ridiculous. I dropped her friends off, took her back to the store to return the costume and accessories. Her friends found someone else to take her place in the group.
That sucks.
They won the contest and a $100 Visa gift card to split.
Oh, that sucks.
My daughter came home from school on Halloween upset. She claimed that she had to sit and watch while her friends had fun and she missed out on everything.
God, oh my God, you fucked up. Oh, you fucked up.
Are you ready for this? I pointed out to her after splitting the gift card, it would be way less than she spent on the costume and
it's
it was
not the
only
point.
A few hours.
It's not the point.
But she didn't
want
to listen to reason. Now, a month later, she's still moody and mostly ignoring me. My ex-husband told me, that's why I divorced you, bitch. No, it's not true. My ex-husband told me I made her miss out and she worked so much. She missed out on a lot of stuff with her friends.
Yeah.
And I could have let her have this. But
this
at the end of the day,
thing.
I saved her $80. I'm just trying to teach my daughter how to be responsible with money. She could have got a cheap costume, especially since... Yeah, she wouldn't have won.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially since she would have only worn it for a few hours.
That's so dumb. The mom is missing the entire picture.
So now she's an outcast in her friend group.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to save $80.
Yeah. Cool, mom. Actually, save $60 because you would have gotten 20 back.
Then they all got to get ready together. They all had to
exactly.
have a good time.
Exactly. It's the fucking the moment. It's not about the fucking costume. It's about the experience. You're paying for the whole experience of being part of a group, of doing something together as a team, of all of that stuff. And the daughter works all the time. Like, what the heck? Like, I don't get when people tunnel in on these like little details. Life is too short.
This one's just... I think sometimes parents try to apply the same lesson no matter the fuck what is going on.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you got to have flexibility for things.
And you don't get that, like, at that age, your friends are your whole world. Like,
yeah.
I remember my dad grounded me for 2 weeks for not making my bed at the very beginning of the school year when I was just starting to make friends. And by the way, before we start the school year, He always makes me and my brother like say our goals for the year. And I said my only goal was to make friends because I spent the entire freshman year with no friends. And that's why I was addicted to online chat forums because I felt like those are my only friends. So I said my goal was to make friends. And he laughed and said, that's not a goal. And then 2 weeks into this, the new school year where I just made a new friend, he grounds me for 2 weeks. That's like the whole... So as much of the school year as we have, I have another 2 weeks of being grounded, which is like an eternity. And my new friend's trying to be my friend still, but it's like, I'm like, I don't even know if I still have this friend. Like, it's like you're dating for the first time. Like, you just started dating. And it was for not making the fucking bed. My brother got the same exact punishment for drinking alcohol on campus. Like, what the fuck? I was not allowed to have people over, leave the house, or be on the phone or computer. Like, total isolation after school. That's the longest
2 weeks of your life.
So mean. And, like, that's your whole world. And, like, luckily, I still got to be friends with this person. And, like...
it worked out.
Like, her and I ended up being besties, connected at the hip. But, like, yeah, but at that time, I was so fucking depressed. I didn't talk to my dad for, like, a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I was so, like... I just felt like he was trying to ruin my life.
What did your mom say about that? She's just like, yeah, cool, I'm a writer.
My mom like tried to, she like snuck it. She's like, well, he didn't say you couldn't talk on my cell phone. And she like sneak rules like that.
But she couldn't like, you know, lift the ban.
No, because my dad was unreasonable. I even wrote him a whole email, like very professionally written email about a list, like listing bullet points saying, hey, I accept that I was wrong. You asked me to clean my room before you got home. However, you usually return home at 5 p.m. You returned home at 3 p.m. I thought I still had 2 hours to complete this task. I feel like this is very unfair and the punishment does not fit the crime. It's very professional. And he was still like, nope.
Yeah, I got to hand it to my parents. They always... You know, if I got grounded, I knew I fucked up something.
Like, I never fucked up.
And that's the thing. Like, the punishment should be worth, like scale with the crime.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're sitting there for 2 weeks, you know that you fucked up like a bad dog.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a ridiculous punishment.
Like, my dad just decided one day to just, like, I don't know. I haven't punished her ever, so I'm going to punish her for something fucking minor. I don't know. Honestly,
you think? I mean, I can't wait to ask him about it.
I got straight A's, never did drugs, and guess what? After this, I wanted to try all the drugs. I was so fucking mad, like that.
You might as well.
I was being a perfect child.
Yeah, you might as well.
And I still got punished that hard. So yeah, I was just like, I'm gonna do all the bad things. I don't care. Like that's what my new friend group is doing anyway. And I was the one saying no at first and being a fucking good girl. And you want to fucking punish me? Guess what? I'm smoking pot. I'm gonna be a pothead. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikki's vindictive. Folks.
Yeah, like Nikki's don't fucking go hard at me for some minor offense and then not listen to me like I'm not like I don't have a say, I don't have a voice, I don't have, you're not even gonna validate any of my feelings.
Yep. Yikes.
I will go hard on you. I'll never forget. I still haven't forgotten. I'm about to punish my dad right now.
You know what's weird too is that in this situation, which we're about to move on from, this chick makes her own money.
Yeah.
So her mom is like.
Oh yeah. So was it her money that she bought
$80? Yeah.
Oh, that makes the whole thing even more fucked up.
Right. It's like, how can you control that? It's just, she's just saying it's an irresponsible use of money. But it's like,
wait,
you're controlling your daughter using her money for like things with her friends?
That actually changes the whole entire thing.
And some people in the thread pointed out, I think very astutely.
Yeah.
So using this logic, she's only going to wear the costume for a few hours. She shouldn't like go to a movie or something with her friends because it's just you're going out for a few hours and you're spending a lot of money on a few hours. Like the logic actually sucks.
Yeah.
And the idea that she actually says she won't listen to reason, I think this bitch is the one who won't listen to reason.
Absolutely.
So I actually think, you know, sometimes I always get upset about, it's like, oh, is this person an asshole? I think this person is an asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. A little bit. I mean, I already thought they were an asshole, but then for that, with that added detail of that it wasn't even her money, it was the daughter's money. Yeah, like fuck that. Like if I worked for, that's why I hate the government. Like why are you taking all the money I worked for? You know, like, yep. Like why are you gonna say of where? Like why you get the ban online poker? Because like it's my fucking money.
My money.
If I want to fucking gamble it on something where I have 0-1 odds, like what? Why do you fucking care?
I know. They're protecting you. Okay, when we come back, This one's going to be good.
But the lotto's okay.
Exactly. Oh, the lotto's okay. Yeah. Just you got to play a lotto responsibly.
Yeah.
When we come back, this one will be particularly triggering for my beautiful wife.
Oh, shit. I've already been triggered so much.
And I'm going to give you the title of it. Are you ready? Am I the asshole for forbidding my girlfriend to use my kitchen equipment? We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. Welcome back. Hope you bought whatever we told you to buy, and thank you very much. Also, check us out on Patreon. It helps out the show a lot.
It really does.
Patreon.com/sticky.
STIKKI.
We do live streams every month. We free roll poker tournaments. You can listen to the show a day early. And also, I do a show called Crypto Corner there every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. PST, talking about my crypto moves.
And our Discord community is just awesome.
They're incredible. Our Discord is an invaluable place to be. I love it so much.
It's just a bunch of people, like cool people that like we are all on the same boat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sometimes you have different opinions of people, but everyone's really cordial and nice and like fun and chill and has a good sense of humor.
Sticky Discord is fucking dope. Okay, the problem started with so like I said earlier, am I the asshole for forbidding my girlfriend to use my kitchen equipment?
No.
I say yes.
No.
I say yes. We don't even need to read the details.
Because you've been forbidden.
I say yes.
You've been forbidden.
I have been forbidden, but that has nothing to do with this article.
Okay,
here we go. I'm a former professional chef with a great passion for food. Over the years, I've got myself a lot of kitchen equipment that's quite expensive. If it breaks, I won't be able to replace it for at least a couple of months. That I take care of it. I take care of them like they're my babies. I have knives, pots, pans. I've kept in pristine condition despite using some of them a lot for 10 years or more.
Yeah.
That sounds impossible.
I believe that. Like, well, if he's a pro chef, like, I'm like, how the fuck do they do that?
That's insane.
They do.
I also have a bunch of cheap, low-quality equipment in my kitchen that I call my shit pans. When she moved in, she asked me about them and why I didn't throw them out, and I jokingly told her I keep them in case I have people that I don't trust in my kitchen. Sometime after she moved in with me, I started noticing scratches in nonstick pans.
Yep.
Dents on knife edges and deformations in pots. I began to observe.
No respect.
I began to observe my girlfriend when she was cooking and saw her cutting stuff with one of my Japanese chef knives directly on top of the stainless steel counter, and told her right away to use a cutting board.
That hurts my heart.
This bitch is a savage, dude.
Oh, really?
She's a savage. I would never do that.
You would never do that, Mr. Steve Green, cutting limes on the fucking counter
with a napkin.
with a napkin.
And a butter knife.
Yeah, that really prevents sharp objects from going through.
It does. The technique is actually...
from scratching.
You know, I posted it on Instagram once and everyone agreed with me. And they all thought you were weird.
Well, the way you cut a lime, maybe, but not chopping other things.
When I wouldn't do that on the counter.
You chopped other things.
No, just a lime on the counter, babe. Okay.
By the way, fruits that are cut on our current countertops now leave marks. Like, because fruit juices, for whatever reason... they don't come off of our counter.
So he says, I've seen what she's done with the pan. She puts it under running water to cool it down. She uses dishwashing soap in my cast iron pans. The list goes on. I told her multiple times how to take care of the equipment, what to do, what not to do. Pretty much every time I correct her, she gets annoyed. She's unreasonable.
Oh my God, that's you.
This bitch is unreasonable.
Did you just write this story as like, put yourself as my character?
I did not.
Oh my God. He would like argue for days, try to go on Snopes and Snopes me like actually you can't put nonstick pots in the dishwasher. Like, no, bitch, it says no nonstick pans, but you could put regular pots and stainless steel and shit.
Are you
Oh
quite
my
finished?
God. This fucking guy. Why did I marry him after all this? This is when we were dating.
Those are the warning signs.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck.
I bought him a separate pan and he still decided like one day because his pan was dirty to use mine and scratch it all up. Asshole.
So last week, am I the asshole?
You are the asshole, okay. Yes.
So last week I came home and to my horror, I saw my 5-liter cast iron pan filled up with water that had dishwasher soap in it.
Oh my God.
It's one of my favorite pots that I've seasoned over the course of 15 years. I finally snapped and told my girlfriend she's not allowed to use my expensive equipment anymore and showed her the shit pans and told her those are the ones she's going to have to use in the future. She thought I overreacted, but I refused to budge.
Dude, this guy's actually underreacting. He's been so nice about this. This is like, that is actually insane. Especially if he's told her, and I hope he has told her why you shouldn't be doing that. But that like 15 years of seasoning, like, oh my God, I would go through the fucking roof. Like, you're not just banned from using my pots and pans. You're just banned from my life. You're just banned.
So... are you ready for my favorite part of the story?
Yeah. This girl gives really good head.
My favorite part of the story is when this guy edited his post because people were reacting to him, and then he had to admit the following.
Okay.
Which is, we might have to cut the cameras because I'm about to be so hard that it's unbelievable. Okay?
Okay.
He says, I'm gonna put this here just to avoid more posts about the same thing. People have pointed out that soap in cast iron pans is in fact okay. And I'm not going to argue against it. It's just what I've been taught from older relatives and in culinary school. So it's never been something I've questioned. I'm going to do some reading about the matter.
No. Soap in cast iron dish is okay if you scrub it really quickly, but you cannot leave it soaking there in water. You cannot leave it soaking in dishwater. That is a fact. And he's a professional chef. Why are people even arguing with him?
It's Reddit. So he also says, however, it doesn't really take away from the fact. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, what is the blah, blah, blah part? What is the blah, blah, blah
just
part?
Just like soaking cast iron and water causes it to rust.
Yes.
But that's not the biggest issue he's had.
What's the biggest issue he's had?
Just rinsing hot pans under cold water caused several pans to deform, rendered them useless for anything other than boiling water.
Yeah, I would be fucking livid.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a professional chef. I don't even cook that often anymore. I used to cook way more often, but like I don't even cook, but I can even correlate this to just like anyone that has a hobby that they're really passionate about and then you decide to invest in more expensive tools for your hobby after, you know, earning the I don't know what's it called, expertise to use those tools. Mm-hmm. And then someone comes in like has never painted it before and uses your expensive ass paintbrushes and like slams them into the paper and fucking, you know, like destroys all your good markers.
Are you talking about our nieces right now? Are your niece and nephew?
I'm
right
just
now?
Venting a little bit.
Okay.
No, it actually wasn't our nieces. It was another friend's kids.
Oh, right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Without asking,
they used your expensive markers.
Yeah.
And were banging on them pretty good.
Yeah.
And that made you
It's
cringe.
Not the kid's fault.
Yeah.
I just, how do you not ask? I mean, they're expensive.
They're expensive.
Anyway. They're like $5 a marker.
So, verdict?
He is not the asshole at all.
I think he's the asshole.
We actually had, so with our conversations, like it, I think that the partner doing the crime does not understand that it's like a huge respect issue, like underlying all of that. Like mm-hmm. it's something that I found valuable. And at that time, I didn't have any money. Like I didn't have any money. And like, so I only had a few things that were worth anything. And I felt like those nonstick pans I had taken such good care of because when I was growing up, like my mom like made a big deal about how we finally got nonstick pans. So I was like very like, wow, these are nonstick. And this was like a long time ago, guys. And I know nonstick is not a big deal anymore, but, and it actually like has poison in it and you should use ceramic. But back then it was like, it's nonstick and like you took care of it very yeah. properly. And he just had no regard and fucking cut his chicken, frozen chicken in my nonstick pans, scratch marks everywhere. And then he was mad at me for being mad because his ex-girlfriend also got mad at him for the same thing. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't necessarily like your ex-girlfriend, but she was fucking right about that.
How dare you? First of all. Second of all, I was attempting to gaslight you. It didn't work. It was unsuccessful. I owned it.
Yeah.
We moved on. Yeah. I stopped using your pants. But more importantly, you know, folks, sometimes you do realize how stubborn you are later on in life when you actually just try doing what the hell they've been talking about. Like, I have never had an easier or better cooking experience than just using the fucking nonstick without any kind of spray or cooking oil or anything. It's actually heavenly. And I wish I had been doing this years ago. But for some reason, I always thought that you had to do it because that was like, how it was done growing up. Because
pans that weren't nonstick, you need nonstick spray.
Exactly. So I always just did it because it was like a habit. And I didn't even think. I just thought that what you're talking about was complete nonsense.
I didn't even have a problem with you using the spray. It was just like the cutting, using knives that completely destroys the nonstick aspect of it. And then the pans all have food crusted on them because they don't nonstick anymore.
That was just being a trash person, honestly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I fixed that. But anyway, shame on him.
shame on him.
He is the asshole. Yes. Mm,
sure.
Okay.
Do people in Reddit honestly like were saying he's the asshole and like correcting him on the cast iron shit?
Somebody corrected him on the cast iron shit, but they basically said, you know, soaking is really bad for the pan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
But the dishwasher thing or the dish soap thing is a myth.
Like if you do it really quick.
Yeah. It's like an urban legend.
You have to dry it immediately. Right. You can't just have it soaking there.
It just doesn't remove the seasoning, which is what the fear is.
I actually just ruined my cast iron pan tragically after Thanksgiving because I didn't like clean it right away. And then I was like, oh shit, like what can I do to like get these stubborn food particles off? There's just like a little bit that was stubborn, and I read an article about how you can use a little bit of water and boil it in the stove, I mean in the oven, and then take it out right away and wash it off just to remove like little stubborn pieces. And my ADHD fucking forgot that I put it in the oven, mm-hmm. and I rusted the shit out of my cast iron pan.
Way to blame your ADHD.
Yeah. Well, it's there.
Okay, this next one is of the Thanksgiving flavor. Here we go.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to visit my parents after they tried to get me and my ex back together? I'm a 26 female, ex 26 male. We'll call him Tom. Tom and I dated for a couple years. My parents absolutely loved him, mm-hmm. invited him to everything, constantly talked about him like we were already married.
It's like Meet the Fockers.
Then we found out he had a kid from a one-night stand from just before we started dating. I tried to roll with it for a few more months after that, but it was just too much to deal with too soon in the relationship for me, and I broke it off. I think it was for the best, though Tom desperately tried to get me to stay and enlisted my parents to talk me out of leaving. I told them to drop it or I was going to North Carolina for a while because I already had a lot to deal with, so they did. This was 6 months ago, and I have blocked Tom on everything. All the mutual friends know the score and are good at keeping things separate, and I'm dating again. So I show up to Thanksgiving.
Wait, they have mutual friends? How long were they dating?
A couple months.
Okay.
Oh, a couple years.
Yeah, okay.
A couple years.
Okay, that makes more sense. Because I'm like, how are the parents so attached? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So I show up to Thanksgiving with my parents like usual, and guess who's sitting in the living room at Thanksgiving?
Bro.
Tom and Kid.
And Kid?
He's like 3 years old, yeah.
I know, but like still.
He gets up all happy to see me, and I turn around and walk back out, get in the car, and go to my hotel.
That's just honestly like creepy. The
cringiest,
creepiest,
weirdest shit.
That's like stalker level. Like, you know you're unwelcome, unwanted, and the reasons why, and you went behind my back to my parents and like showed up in my living room like as if it's going to be some great celebration, like, oh, I've always been in love with you. Like, what do you expect?
Dude, get this. So he gets up all happy to see me. She gets in the car, goes to her hotel. Her mom calls, asks where she went and why I left. I told her she knows damn well why, and asked why Tom is there. She told me they still consider him part of the family and they love his son and didn't want them to be alone for the holiday. So when I asked why she didn't tell me ahead of time, which is huge,
yeah,
she kind of stalled and then admitted she knows I don't want to see him, but that I obviously still love him, and they thought if I could just see how great everything could be, he and I could reconcile.
That's so disrespectful. Honest. Oh my God.
Isn't that wild?
I don't understand some of these people.
These parents are narcissists, first of all.
Yeah.
They're narcissists. They're making it about them. It's not about their daughter at all whatsoever.
They just want what they want. We wanted this grand, this son-in-law.
He's the best. We wanted him.
Yeah.
This kind of infuriated her. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to be a step parent, or at least not right now, and not in this particular situation. It sucks. I processed it. I moved on. I told my mom what they did was wrong.
Yeah.
And really out of line. And then I was going home. Hope their Thanksgiving was Tom with Tom was all they hoped it would be.
Yeah, good for
and
her.
And then I turned off my phone for the rest of the day. When I finally turned it back on, I had a slew of texts and VMs, some from Tom using my parents' phones.
Oh my God.
I deleted them without listening to the whole message and finally called my mom back last week after I had calmed down. That is so fucking bananas.
Absolutely. Because
they know Tom knows she's not going to pick up for him because she blocked him.
Yeah.
So he uses their parents' phones.
That's so weird and desperate and cringy.
At first, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't know that she didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. But then this
is just cringy.
He knows he's blocked.
Yeah. That's insanity.
Like, if I know I'm blocked and I know I'm not welcome.
And you use the wormhole or the backdoor entry of your parents' phone.
That's so weird.
Who wouldn't be blocked, but should be blocked now, I guess. Okay. She calls her mom back after she calmed down. She apologized for springing Tom on me. Told her she needs to stop hoping we'll get back together. I told her she needs to stop hoping we'll get back together and that I don't want Tom in my life. She admitted that they wanted to invite him for Christmas as well.
What is wrong with these parents?
Evidently, he now has sole custody of the kid, and my parents have been playing grandparent.
It's like they traded their daughter for this guy.
They sure did.
Yeah.
I told her that any function Tom is at, I won't be at. And if they ever spring him on me again, it will be the last time we speak for a very long
time.
That
is so fucked up. Like, I would feel like my parents aren't choosing me, their fucking biological daughter.
It's insane. My parents are accusing me of being cruel by making them choose.
Did their parents always want a son or something? Maybe they wanted to be grandparents and then this was like their opportunity and like they
and they're narcissists. They also keep saying that little boy needs a family, like, so guilting her, right? I don't care if they want a surrogate grandparent or be friends with Tom, but I won't be involved. And I'm hearing from a lot of people that I'm being a petty asshole.
What? From a lot of people?
Apparently close to her. Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, dude, I just think that people... Okay, look, I'm trying to go, like, really benefit the doubty here and, like, trying to, you know, get in the minds of maybe why these other people think that they have her back and so many people are saying she's being the asshole. Maybe she is still kind of in love with him, and they've been dating for years, but it doesn't matter because she hasn't come to terms with that or process it yet. So even if that was the case and these people are like, clearly she's still in love with him, he made a mistake, or like whatever, this thing happened before they were even together, you know, it's not like he cheated on her and then this kid happened, it's like this happened before they were together. Like, it's unreasonable that you would, you know, break up with someone for something that happened in the past, and even if you still love him and he's a good guy or whatever. But she already drew her line in the sand. She already said, I don't want this in my life. She blocked him. She did everything she possibly could to set a firm boundary of, like, I don't want this person in my life, whether or not it's true she has feelings for him still, whether or not that's true.
She obviously doesn't.
These people
the way.
Are disregarding her. But I'm just trying to like,
yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like what extreme would I have to be as a friend to be like, well, I'll still try to make her like the, or whatever.
I would
never do that.
I would respect your decision.
Exactly.
At period.
But I'm trying to like.
Yeah, I get it. Put yourself
like
in the headspace.
Trying
I don't
to
think this one
find
works.
A reason.
I think the logic for the other side sucks on this.
But I just don't get why it's multiple people, because to me, any reasonable person would see the parents are being out
sounds
of line.
Like she's surrounded by fucking narcissists who want to control her life. Like, so like maybe she
but
has
why
a,
were they obsessed with this Tom guy?
Exactly. Why are they choosing Tom at every turn over their daughter? It's fucking weird.
It's really weird.
It's so strange.
And then all these people in her life are doing the same. I don't
and
get
they,
it.
And they had apparently such a good time with that on Thanksgiving. They want to do it again for Christmas.
Exactly.
It says a
so
lot right there.
So doesn't care that you weren't there on Thanksgiving and it upset you so much that you weren't part of the family Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Hey, well, let's do it again for Christmas. Like what?
And how can Tom be down?
Exactly.
Like as a man. Like, you're just down to go just blow her whole family life up all the time. You know she doesn't want you there.
It's
you're
so
there.
It's so gross. That's a power so, move, too.
It's a power
it's
move.
So
it's
gross.
Weird. And it's fucking bizarre.
Like, if I already was on the fence about whether or not I liked you, like, this would throw me over the complete edge of, like, fuck you for disrespecting my boundaries that I set and, like, trying to still be in my life.
Yeah, I remember one time my mom gave me a call about my ex because I... Like, she wanted me back and all this shit. My mom called me. And I was like, hey, mom, I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And then she was cool about it. But she had been called by my ex.
Yeah.
And, like, she was crying and stuff. And I was basically not talking to her, obviously. And then it was something where I understood what my mom was doing. But mom wasn't fucking inviting her to parties and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just banana balls.
I did hear some stories about your brother's ex.
Yes, though. Classic. Yeah, no, tell me about it, dude. Tell me about it, dude. Like, tell me about it, dude.
She was still living with your parents?
Living with my parents after they're broken up.
Like
just bizarre.
Like,
just
Steve's
bizarre.
Brother said no at the altar. At the altar, didn't go to his wedding. And then the girl was still living at his parents' house.
So...
I forgot about that until just now.
It's fucking banana balls, dude. And I had to like
I can't imagine
I had to drop the hammer on my folks about it. Like,
imagine
why
my
the
ex
hell?
Still lives with my parents.
It's insane. And I'm like, why the hell are you making it uncomfortable for my brother?
Yeah.
It's so fucking banana balls. Anyway,
and
water under the bridge.
They think that you were the reason.
They all think I was being a jerk. I know. It's, you know.
I forgot about
as
all
usual.
That. Yeah, when I first got into this family, this is what I heard about because it was kind of recent.
Yeah, a decade ago, but yeah.
Because they thought that you were trying to do the same thing to your other brother. But
oh
then,
God,
and you're
I
like,
know.
I'm not going to do that. Like, it was a different situation.
Well, I blew the chick up because of it.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted my brother to have his family life back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, how awkward is that? Like, now,
that's super awkward.
Every time you think about going home, your ex lives there.
Yeah.
But then I'm the jerk off because
exactly.
I'm pointing out how whack that
it's
is.
It's so weird.
Yeah, whatever. As always, it's the best. I pay the price for not being a fucking human carpet sometimes.
Hey, well, that's why I'm here to let you know, like, that is wild. Like, you're 100% logical and reasonable.
Thank you. I know. I mean, I'm not even being an asshole. I'm like, I know. Like, this is totally makes sense to me. Anyway,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. A decade ago, it's all good.
No, but we got together a decade ago, so that's why.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was fresh when I got involved.
Very fresh. Very, very, very new. Okay, this last one I have to do because it's just the headline made me laugh.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my wife the cat is still her responsibility even if she's pregnant? Of course, not talking about the cat.
Yeah, it's about the kitty litter.
About...
Like, if, for those of you who don't know, like, there's certain things in kitty litter, like, especially the clay kitty litter, that if you're pregnant, it could affect the baby and cause defects. But who cares about that?
It's not his damn cat. Okay. My wife, 28, and I, 36, are expecting our first baby. 3 years ago, my wife decided she desperately wanted a kitty cat. I hate cats and all animals
exactly.
in the house, really. So I was against it. She wouldn't stop talking about it. So finally, we made a deal. She can get a freaking cat, but it's her responsibility and I would have nothing to do with it. And she agreed. Bro, you live with her, dude. Good luck, bro.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I've been like, okay, I'll do everything. Like, it's my thing. But then, you know, he fucking fell in love with the cats.
You're goddamn
like,
right.
When we foster kittens, I was like, don't worry. I'm going to take care of everything. And, like, I'm not going to fall in love with them. And I'm going to be a good, like, Samaritan over here. I'm going to get them all adopted out. This motherfucker fell in love with the cats. This one. The guy that was like, I don't know. You're not going to be able to do it without falling in love. This one did it.
I sure did. I really did. And I couldn't let Mama Kitty go.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think about it all the time. Every time I look at her, I think about how I would just be wondering where she is and if she's okay. Because I love her so much.
She's so sweet.
I know. She's so sweet.
She was like on my lap today this morning and just like looking at my eyes and like reaching up at me.
She's so cute. She's an angel. I love my Mama Kitty. Yeah. I love all our cats, but she has a special energy to her.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm a crazy cat person. So she wouldn't stop talking about it. They got the cat. I would have nothing to do with it. She stuck to her word. I stuck to mine. I mostly ignore the cat. This guy's amazing. Now that she's pregnant and asked me if I could scoop the litter until she gives birth because of toxoplasmosis.
Yes.
But I looked it up. As long as she wears gloves and washes her hands, she should be good. So I told her absolutely not.
This guy's hardcore. I'm pushing your child out of my fucking vagina.
You said, though. She wasn't happy, but I reminded her of our agreement when we got the cat.
I told her
it was her responsibility, and if she didn't want to take care of it anymore, with the new baby coming, we can get rid of it and find it a new home.
Ugh.
She said no and has been scooping the litter. Her sister was over and saw her doing this and flipped out at me.
Yeah.
Telling me how dangerous it is.
Yeah.
But of course, her sister's going to be on her side and overreact.
No.
I never wanted the cat, so I don't see how I'm wrong.
He doesn't see the cat as like a member of the family, something that's like the wife loves or whatever. He sees it as an object that can just be tossed away.
Okay, and I have to read my favorite comment on this.
Okay.
Get a self-cleaning litter box, then all you have to do is toss, no scooping. She really shouldn't be around cat feces while pregnant, even at the vet clinic where it's literally your job to clean this stuff. We do not allow our pregnant employees to clean the cat boxes. You're the asshole. And then this guy responds, the vet clinic cares more about their employees than this man cares about his pregnant wife. That is a fucking mic drop.
That's exactly it, though.
Yeah.
Is that like, who cares what the principle of whatever I said I didn't want it? And like, who gives a fuck? You're literally putting your wife's life at risk and your unborn child's life at risk by being this petty about scooping kitty litter.
I can't believe he's that petty.
No.
Like, that's what it is pettiness.
Yeah, to me, it just shows people's true colors of what you are valuing more. And if I was married to that, I would second guess my entire relationship.
I would, too. You have to have malleability in a relationship. You have to.
Yeah, like, you can't just be so like, well, we agreed. And
I'm
then
sticking to my word here. Did we not have an agreement?
That's
so bizarre.
Yeah, in many circumstances, you should honor the agreement that was set, but I think there's room for negotiation when a new circumstance.
Let's say there's a family emergency. She has to go home. He's not scooping litter, not feeding the cat. Like, what are we talking about here, dude? Like, what are we talking about here?
Honestly, like, it's an acts of service, love language thing, too. Like, you're not willing to just, like, do this thing that would help me out, like, and help me, like, stay healthy and our baby healthy. I'm carrying your child, and I want it to stay healthy. Is that, like, it's too hard for you to scoop kitty litter even though you didn't agree to it.
What kind of weirdo doesn't like cats, too? That's weird.
I don't trust people that don't like cats.
And the whole, like, I mostly ignore it. Like, almost like he's making his point. See, I don't even pet the cat. Why would I do the litter?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
So weird.
That poor kitty.
I know. He's probably so sweet, too.
What a sweet little
kitty. She's like, I'll put my life at risk for this cat.
I know.
Like, I would.
You got a pregnant lady with a fucking basketball belly, and you're making her lean down and scoop the litter?
Plus, my hormones as a mama bear, like, if I was pregnant, they'd be amplified. I'm like, I'm saving all my babies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't care. Like, this is my baby, too. Like,
exactly.
I'm saving my baby and my baby, and if you don't care about any of our babies, like, you don't care about me, so.
Exactly. That's
really,
so crazy.
That's really shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
You're the asshole.
100%. You're the asshole from day one when you didn't like cats.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's so crazy because, like, you know, Franklin's been my cat for like 10 years now.
You know, when before, the actually, one of the first fights that
Steve
and I had.
Yeah, let's do it.
When we had been dating for 2.5 months. Okay, this doesn't sound like a long time. I get it. We moved in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But at the time, like, we were already talking about getting married. Like, we were fucking deep in love immediately. Like, I had never been so, like, this is the one.
Smitten and
I felt that he felt the same way back, too. Like, I just could feel it. It was, like, reverberating. But I approached the subject of us moving in together because I had lived with my serious boyfriends, and I am just kind of, like... I don't know. I kind of just feel like I'm building something with someone, and I felt he was serious enough that, like, to me, that made sense. Like, that was the most logical thing. Why would we be paying two rents? I'm at your house or you're at my house all the time, every day anyway. Like, it makes more sense to just, like, fuse together and split the rent and, you know, build something. Plus, if you move in right away, you know exactly if this is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, because it kind of amplifies everything. Either you are going to get break up faster, or you're going to realize, like, I can live with this person. Mm-hmm. So he told me that he didn't want me to move in with him because I have too much baggage. And he didn't say what. He just said, you have too much baggage. I'm like, whoa, that's fucked up. Okay, let's unpack this. Like, what do you think that I'm carrying that you're not carrying, that you can't carry or whatever if I moved in? And he was like, well, you have cats. And I was like, okay, that was it. just I had cats, and that was my baggage, and he didn't want me to move in. He's like, well, I don't want to take care of cats.
So, like we were saying earlier, sometimes something seems to be about something, but it's about something else.
Yeah.
And the underlying thing there was, I was just afraid, right? I was scared because it was so early into our new relationship, and I was just afraid of, you know, I was afraid of what had happened with myself and my ex, and I didn't want.
So what happened with him and his ex is they got dogs together.
Yes.
And then when they broke up, she kept both dogs.
Yes.
And he was afraid that if he got attached to my cats, well, it feels very permanent, me moving in. Then let's say he feels like he's adopting my cats, like, basically, and it feels permanent. And then all of a sudden we break up, let's say for some reason, and now he has to break up with the cats all over again too.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be over, like, you know, when you lose an animal like that, like, not seeing them anymore. It's, like, devastating. Especially
some people don't get that. It's really weird. I've met people that don't get attached to animals, and I can't, like, physically understand it. Like, I just can never understand not having feelings. Like, some people are like, what, an animal's an animal. A dog's a dog. It's not a family member. But you and I are very, like, so I just want to preface that because maybe some people don't understand.
I was raised around animals my whole life.
It's very, like, these are members of the family.
Exactly.
So, like, losing them in the breakup is like losing your kids in the divorce. Exactly. And never getting to see your kids again.
And I obviously didn't want to separate the dogs. Like, obviously, I'm not like that. So I was like, yeah, the dogs should be together. And then, it was just sucked. Sucked.
But are they together?
I know. What a fucking joke. More jokes from the past.
Yeah, you just...
The best.
They are dark jokes.
They're dark,
dark
jokes.
Dark jokes.
Dark jokes.
Anyway, yeah, that guy's the asshole for sure. Everybody knows that. Because, like, that's not even something you should fuck around with. It's not even an issue of, like, pettiness. It's like you're literally deciding to put your wife's life at danger.
And then maybe a quick last, am I the asshole, real quick. This one also made me laugh. Am I the asshole if I kept my dogs together with when I left my ex, and then a couple months later, she gives one of the dogs away without even contacting?
Yeah, you're the asshole.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. All right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Let us know what you think in the comments. If you think we're wrong, like, by a landslide, let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm never, like, 100% married to things, but I would say I try to get benefit of the doubt, and once I've made up my mind about something, I'm kind of sold on that side, but yes. I'm willing to listen to other points I may have.
We are a stubborn folk, but we do enjoy hearing arguments.
We are willing to I think that's the number one thing that's helped us with any conflict, is that we're both willing to change our mind if we hear enough that, like, gets there.
It makes sense.
It's like we're not so married to our beliefs that, like, I'm willing to fight for my belief, but I'm also willing to listen. And if you make enough good points, I am open enough to change my mind.
Agreed. 100,000%.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, If you like the show, you can support it on Patreon. And
Patreon.com/sticky.
And we will see you.
Share this with your friends. By the way, I just found out from our producer, Mark, that our podcast is in the top 5% of podcasts shared globally. And I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Truly.
I did not know that. But that helps the show so much. The show just like really, really, really exponentially helps. So thank you so much, everybody that's done that. Like that is so amazing. I didn't even realize how cool you guys are.
You guys are the best audience around, dude. It's so funny too, because like we'll hear, like I guess Mark was wearing a shit they don't tell you shirt
yeah.
at the store, and someone's like, "Holy shit, are you Mark?" Like I love it. I love you guys.
He's not real. It's not a real person.
He's not a real person, but you know, he's an idea.
You can think you saw him at a grocery store.
That's right. Mark is an idea.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.